Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:39 and it's time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club. We speak twice a week with Annie from the Bay Club. Good morning, Annie. Queen Annie.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, hi, yes. Annie. Tuesday. So this week is National Nurses Week, and I thought maybe we could start there. You know, obviously, we're spending a lot of time thanking these people who are out there on the front lines and doing just really important work. Like, if, you know, it's not a great time to get sick, but knowing that even if it's not coronavirus, if you, you know, wiped out on your rollerblades, that you could go and get some quality care. You know, it's a chance for us to just thank all the nurses that are out there on the front lines.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is near and dear. Nursing is kind of, it's almost like my family's one of their career passions. I've got six nurses in my immediate family. So, you know, I always love the opportunity to say thank you and appreciate them. And I think we've even had some, I was chatting with Bryn yesterday, I think we've even had some listeners that have written in to thank the nurses in their life as well, which is just, you know, it's a time to be really grateful.
Yeah.
We've been having a conversation at the Bay Club about how do we thank all the first responders during this time, you know, they're working on an opportunity to offer, you know, those when services resume and, you know, and the ability to come to the Bay Club for a certain amount of time, you know, complimentary, more from like the mental health aspect, right? The ability to just get to a place and be able to exercise and work out again. So, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for with the work that all first responders, but especially nurses, are doing right now.
That is, so you guys are talking about offering some complimentary memberships. I think that's amazing. That's, I guess people, we should send people to bayclubs.com, you know, to sort of keep updated on that. And obviously, you know, people aren't just walking into the club right now, but self-care is huge right now. Just getting outside and exercising and being kind to yourself. You know, you mentioned some of the listeners that we've had write in for, we've been doing this Capeless Heroes segment. And we talked to a guy at Maker Nexus who has now, thanks to a lot of the our listeners specifically who've made donations, et cetera, they're a 3D print shop, and they have had a hand now in making 80,000 face shields to ship across the country.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so a little update from him. This is from Eric, who is the general manager at Maker Nexus. That they're still working hard at it, talking about the support that the listeners have given. It's been critical to accomplishing that. They have delivered to over 260 hospitals and clinics across the country out of their facility alone, and they've partnered with all these other places as well. They're also saying, like many places, they're without a lot of their normal income. So they're eager to get back to work when it's safe to do that. And because of the uncertain nature of the future, they say they're looking for sponsors who can help them as an organization develop more learning programs, distance learning programs, as well as sponsoring summer camps for students, because a lot of families won't be able to afford that. But if they can get some underwriting done. So that's something that if you go to Maker Nexus and check them out, you might be able to help with.
Very cool.
That's fantastic. Cool, again, just candidly, real quick, one of the things that we're noticing, right, is all of these sports teams, school-based sports teams, are without a place to practice, right? The schools are closed and the schools aren't opening up their fields. So it'd be great. I'd love to connect with them because we're looking at ways that we can help the teams stay together in their groups of 12, break up practices, but offer up spaces that we have that are outdoor that'll allow for that, like, appropriate according to, you know, what we're doing from a phase two reopening. And, you know, seeing if we can't help offset the fact that there's no school places to practice that right now.
Right. And actually, I wanted to ask you if there was an update on the golf situation. I know that
we're open.
Oh, my goodness. So there is an update.
Yeah, that is good news.
I got pictures this morning at 6 a.m. with people teeing off. And, you know, there's really good protocols in place for safety. People are so happy to be outside and walking and playing golf. So it's a huge, huge win. Up next, tennis.
Oh.
One step at a time, right? One step at a time.
Gotta make sure you're right. Annie, I don't know what you guys had to put in place, but I'd read things like there's going to be some rules like you can't touch the flag or you can't drive a cart, but there are certain things in place that will be a little bit different, and yet you'll at least be able to go out and play the game you love, right?
Absolutely. I think the three things that you see that are different are the ball doesn't go into the cup. That's one. The rake, you get your own rake. Carts, we do have to be mindful of ADA compliance. So we are, you know, following those rules. Those carts will have their own rake, one person in a cart at a time. But otherwise, it's, you know, you get to walk the course, you get to play golf, and we're just making sure that everybody's maintaining social distancing. So it's all good.
That's great. Well, you know, I wanted to just say, I didn't want to cut you guys off while you were talking about it, but I go to the Bay Club. I love it. It's great for my mental health. But I can tell you that as nurses, as I've known nurses, as I've watched nurses work, the emotional toll that their job takes on them as they struggle with a person's health and trying their hardest to get someone back to health, that's a heavy burden they deal with every single day. And the fact that you're going to hopefully be able to get some of them in there to decompress and, I don't know, what were you calling that, mental health rest, whatever. That's huge. That's really neat.
Well, if there's ever been a group that's deserving during a time, it's for sure this group, right? So there's this sense that everybody just wants to help as much as possible right now. I mean, that's one of the positives that you can say coming out of this is that there's a real collaboration of how do we make sure we kind of keep lifting the people and the small businesses up that have just been so impacted the last 8 weeks. So we're all just trying to do our part. That's the approach we're taking.
I wanted to wrap our check-in segment up with we had a nurse who contacted us, and she was actually a direct beneficiary of the Maker Nexus face shields. And so she had written a little something to Bryn, which was a thank you to all the nurses far and wide that she, you know, she's a nurse herself, an ICU nurse. And so she says, nurses are incredible fighters. They leave their families every day to care for others. They speak up for patients when they can't speak for themselves. They hold patients' hands through the tough times and cheer for them when they get to go home. Today, more than ever, I am so proud to call myself a nurse and surround myself with such an amazing nursing community. Sending a virtual hug to all the fighting nurses out there. Happy Nurses Week. That is from Asu, from Napa, who we had talked to a couple of weeks back.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You can join the conversation that we do with Annie every week at RadioAlice.com and BayClubs.com. Annie, it's always awesome to talk to you.
Great to hear from you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Annie.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Sunny. Blue skies, warm. That's your forecast.
That's what I like to hear.
Also, we had just mentioned that it's Nurses Week. It's also National Teacher Day. So another group of people that are out there helping the masses. Thank you, teachers. And we know you've had to pivot and do things differently, more differently than you ever have in the last couple months. So thanks for everything you do, teachers. Today is Cinco de Mayo, so I don't know, get ripped or do whatever
shot,
you do.
Shots. Oh, yeah. Woo.
I like that song.
Well, it says it all right there.
It's got it all right there. An anonymous donor just gave, we were talking about Nurses Week.
Yeah.
An anonymous donor just gave $1 million to Dignity Health Dominican Hospital here in Santa Cruz, California. The only request was divide the money up as bonuses to the staff.
Wow.
Here's $1 million. Give everybody on staff
hazard pay.
A piece of this money.
That's incredible. How
so
generous.
All the full-time employees like nurses, cleaning staff, lab techs, record keepers, and security guards are getting an $800 check, and part-time workers are getting a $600 check. That's
just a gift
handed out by one anonymous donor who... Obviously, I can't mention their name because I don't have it, but whoever you are, that's awesome.
That's huge.
You should be celebrated, no doubt. I just wanted to mention this because I thought, you know, we all had weird ways of getting sort of caught up in this run for home, shelter in place thing. An entire circus has been stuck in a parking lot in Texas for 2 months. As they were about to start a 35-city tour when the pandemic hit, and they've been quarantined in the parking lot ever since.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of animals there,
I don't
too?
Have all like the details. I'm not a circus fan myself, but
boy.
I just thought there's a bunch of people who were caught.
Oh, man. I'll say that is a... That's a CF. Who's parking lot?
I don't know.
I'd be like, get out of here. I gotta.
Cirque de Monte Carlo.
Oh.
Was just about to start this 35-city tour when the pandemic hit, and they've just been camping.
Wow.
Ever since. Also, I wanted to mention, as we've been mentioning a few things here with teachers, National Teachers Day, and it's Nurses Week. It's also the day you celebrate your mom in 5 days.
Yeah, this Sunday.
On the 10th, this Sunday is Mother's Day. And they're saying here that florists are scrambling to make sure they have enough flowers as inventory is difficult right now.
Right.
So if this is something that you usually get your mom, the flowers, you should get them now.
And, you know, consider beyond flowers, you know, trying to support a local shop that's had to take stuff online. I mean, there's certainly, you know, between Etsy and Shopify, you can probably find, you know, the local boutique where maybe you normally would shop for a gift has probably put a lot of their inventory on there.
I don't know. I don't have any stats to back up the fact that people say, or the story is saying, that some smokers have quit thanks to the pandemic due to the fear that they're more likely to be seriously ill or die from coronavirus. So if that inspired you to quit, I whatever works, I guess, right?
You know, weirdly, I've read a few reports that say that for some reason people who do smoke are actually less likely to catch it. Which
really,
I've seen that in a few different places. That it's like it's, you know, the one benefit to smoking.
Well,
you know,
and it's also
there are no
possible
others.
that's just yet another contradictory story, and we all sit here reading them, going,
"Yeah."
So I don't know what to think because everything contradicts itself.
You shouldn't smoke, but if you do smoke, continue to smoke.
Right. Also, I just thought I'd mention this real quick because we're familiar with Juul because Juul's in San Francisco and Juul is, I guess, the biggest e-cig maker.
Right. So
they're leaving town. They've decided to move headquarters to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
So it looks like we're going to see that workforce.
That's a weird relocation.
Well, I don't know if that has to do with, what do they call that, lobbying or not, but
we need to be on site so we can make sure that we continue to be in business.
Is it possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not. It's the only reason I can think of to move there.
Right. So anyway, that's just a little aside. They were part of that, I don't know, that big push where it was like, your flavors are attracting little kids. What are you, nuts? And they had to stop. As just the PR for them hasn't been great. So I can see why they went out of town.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Look at the time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote us. Hey there. So happy to hear you. Amplifying Nurses Week. I'm a winemaker in Napa, but doing a limited edition Cheers to Nurses Rosé.
Oh, cute.
In honor of my sister, an RN working in the ICU. All profits going to the California Nurses Foundation.
Oh, that's
check
great.
Out Ambrosé at w's.amb.wine. Winneker. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm butching that.
You know, maybe we could put that up on RadioAlice.com.
Let's do
or something.
That. Yeah, sorry.
Send that to Bryn.
This came through in seven different spots on my list, and I'm just trying to.
I think it's amb wine. So it's ambwine.com.
Amb wine.
Right, Vin? At the very top.
Yes, you're right. You're seeing that it's spin all over the place, too?
Yeah, it's so random.
It's really hot. Hard. Sorry. I'm doing the best I can over here. Hey, guys. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, too. Yeah, we know. I would give a huge shout out to my amazing coworkers at Green Hills Elementary. Go Green Hills.
Green Hills sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. I moved from the Bay Area to Portland, and my club here is now Bay Club.
Oh.
All right.
There you go. Bay Clubs it is.
Phil Filthy Animal Taylor died before Lemmy.
Oh.
Well,
Lemmy's the only one they want you to raise a glass to.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but
there's one dude left and he's not an original member. Go Motorhead forever. We're just going to keep on keeping on. The 8th of May. My favorite thing I heard all day.
Vinny, so funny. The source of that horrible song, peasandcarrots.com. I don't know. I just was trying to say there's no possible way that song from What's-His-Name is somehow charting. There's no way.
It's on the charts.
Check
out Billboard Doc. And listen, I'm with you. It's terrible. I loved it. Corey Feldman has broken the top 20 on the Adult Contemporary Bad Music chart. God.
Wish I told you then.
Bryn, stop the madness. No more Corey.
No more Corey. More Corey.
So good, though.
It's great. A difference.
I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these important messages.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.